The expansion of a team of U.S., British, and Australian soldiers and searchers to seek out weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is probably an oblique admission by those nations. Many people are still skeptical about the representations they made about the threat Saddam Hussein's regime posed to the world. U.S., British, and Australian forces had planned to be attacked by such weapons. The program that embedded journalists with soldiers was, in part, impelled by a certainty that they would soon find such weapons. The U.S. and Britain wanted them to be shown to the world. Both President Bush and Prime Minister Blair reminded reporters this week that two trailers that intelligence services identify as mobile biological weapons laboratories have been found, although not weapons of mass destruction. Those weapons were banned. But many governments around the world, many opinion leaders in the U.S. and Britain, in fact, are unimpressed and seem appalled by the idea that a war was necessary to track down two trailers in the desert. It is hard to believe that both the Bush and Blair administrations would outright lie about intelligence information implicating Iraq as a threat. That's the kind of lie that could be quickly discovered. The outrage could bring down a prime minister's government or a president. The charges that intelligence agencies exaggerated Iraq's threats or government officials induced them to do so are so grave that CIA Director George Tenet took the unusual step of publicly defending his agency's integrity in today's Washington Post. Prime Minister Blair said this week he is confident that evidence of more and more ominous weapons will be found. Major General Keith Dayton, who heads the Iraq Survey Group, says he believes that too, though he cautions that what he calls a very elaborate deception program could have concealed or destroyed banned weapons. Now, this controversy occurs just as human rights groups say they have to revise the estimates they made of the number of Iraqis who were tortured and murdered by Saddam Hussein over the past generation. It is now thought to be more than a million. They have seen weapons of mass destruction, as we did recently in Iraq. They can be found in the mass graves that are now being uncovered around the country. They can be found in the emptied political prisons in which hundreds of thousands of Iraqis were tortured and killed. If Saddam Hussein had stayed in power, that dying would have continued, even if we couldn't see pictures of it on CNN or Al Jazeera. 23 million people would have continued to live under the everyday threat of torture and murder, with no real hope that their lives would ever be delivered from such fear. The largest weapon of mass destruction in Iraq was the regime that's now gone.